of course. They don't know that. Okay. Sorry, I don't want to give away your true identity. Okay. We're Future Islands. We're here on WFMU. We're very glad to be here. I'd like to thank Marty McSorley for bringing us out and Trent for doing the engineering. You have a stage name too, don't you? Okay, cool. Here we go. This first song is called Old Friend. This next song is called Follow You. This song's about following that thing or that person you love anywhere they go.
I'm not looking. right, for this next song, I'm going to take you out to the beach. The song's called Beach Phone. This next song is one of our newest songs. It's called Pinocchio.
Down in the
You say. All right, we're gonna do a couple more for you guys. This next song is called "The Happiness of Being Twice." It's about having somebody you love. If y'all are into that, some people like that kind of. I can't curse. Some people like that kind of stuff. For you guys, this is a slow jam. It's called "Little Dreamer." This song's about a girl I dream about. Maybe you have somebody you dream about. Maybe there's somebody who dreams about you. You got Garrett Wilmers on the keyboards and Wave Cash on the bass. I'm Sam Herring on the vocals.
I caught you sleeping here, all wrapped in wool. I caught you sleeping here, almost broke my heart. I found you dreaming of you always. child, a lonely boy. I held on to my dreams like they could run from me. The hopes I harbored fled, as they often do. But I still dreamed of you, and now my dreams come true. And tight, no more raging suns, only waning ones, like the waxing scar. Well, my lonely heart once bloomed before I met you, my little dreamer. I'll always, always dream of you.
All right, thank you so much. We're Future Islands. Thanks to WFMU.
I don't know, you guys want to gather around one mic or?
They said they just want me to talk.
Okay.
They just want to laugh at my answers.
Okay. They can laugh at my interview, too, because I'm a terrible interviewer. All right. Thanks again, Future Islands, here at WFMU, Marty McSorley. So you guys are playing out of Baltimore now, but you're from?
We're from Greenville, North Carolina. That's where we got our start playing. I've known Garrett, the keyboardist, since I was about 15, and met William in college. So, yeah, we came out of Greenville, but we've been living up in Baltimore collectively for only about 2 months now. But the member who's been up there the longest has been there about 9.
All right. And you're on tour right now or just finishing up?
Yeah, this is the very, very last day of our first U.S. tour. And it was really great. We were on tour with our good friends Ear Power, who are also a North Carolina act that we've been friends with for a long time, kind of like the brother-sister bands. From North Carolina, because there weren't a lot of people making fun music, but so you know we naturally gravitated to each other.
So is that what you guys call yourself, fun music?
I'd like to think we're at least fun.
I think it's pretty fun.
If anything, I hope people have some fun to it. I hope some people cry to it too. All the emotions should come out.
It's very, very, very soulful. Very yeah. soulful. What's in the future for Future Islands?
We're going to be on tour for the next 3 months, pretty much. We're looking to write new songs, as you guys heard tonight, and for this tour, it was our first tour without a drummer. We're back to the core of the three of us who have been writing music together for 5.5 years now, in two different bands now. And it was a challenge, but it's exciting because now we're taking it fully upon ourselves to do this ourselves. And a lot of good things are happening.
You got a record coming out, or is it out now?
We've got it. Yeah, we've got a record that's out in the UK. We're hoping that somebody out here in the US wants to pick it up. Our album, Wave Like Home, is out on Upset the Rhythm. We also have a 7-inch split out with our friend Dan Deacon. It's put out on 307 Knox Records, which is out of Durham, North Carolina. So we get back home tomorrow, and then we're back up here in New York next Saturday and Sunday, playing at Union Pool and possibly the Tree Fort here.
Who are those shows Brooklyn. With? You know who you're playing with?
I know that the Union Pool show is like a Yola Tango after party, which is really, it's kind of interesting. Yola Tango's, I mean, we make the music we make, but Yola Tango is one of my favorite bands of all time. I love beautiful, slow stuff and a lot of the things that they did, or they do. So that's strange and exciting because I heard that we get to go watch him play, and I'm like, I've never seen him. I'm so excited to see them play and possibly get to meet him. But the other show I know is with it's with a bunch of bands, the Tree Fort. But I know the Video Hippos, who are good friends of ours from Baltimore,
yeah, great band.
Who we've been playing with for years now. And one of the reasons we're in Baltimore is because of guys like Dan and the Video Hippos, Kevin and Jim, who we've known for so long. And they've always put us up in their towns, and we've always put them up in our towns and are in our state, across our state.
Do you want to talk about like the phenomenon that is Wham City? I'm completely amazed by everything that comes out of it.
Well,
like,
it's
right
just
now.
Like it's just like any. It's just like anything. I mean, there's great collectives in every city. They're just maybe Wham City just definitely had a spotlight cast upon it, and it is an amazing group of people. But there are collectives all over the country that are full of amazing people, and I think Wham City was fortunate enough to get the kind of attention that they deserved and that a lot of places deserve. As far as the space goes, it's up in the air right now. Things have fallen through in Baltimore. A lot of people put in a lot of time to get a new space ready, and it was shut down after the first show. So things are up in the air with that, but as a collective, we just did Wartscape. We helped work it, and but there were other people who really put Wartscape together, and it was one of the most amazing DIY festivals that I've ever been to. That like actually happened. 77 bands, 4 days, six different shows. It was an amazing event that happened, and I don't know. I was glad to be a part of it, and I was amazed that my good friends were the ones who put it all together. It was a great accomplishment, and all the work they put into getting sponsors and getting spaces, and I don't know.
Cool. You're listening to WFMU. We're talking with Future Islands. You talk about other cool collectives around the country. Where has been some of your favorite places to play?
This is our first time around the country. We were really sad because our car broke down in Idaho and Montana, so we missed Missoula, which we've always heard amazing things about, and we missed Denver and the Rhinoceropolis, which we were so excited about. But we definitely had an amazing time in Seattle. We played a space called the Healthy Times Fun Club. Some of the nicest people in the world put us up, fed us, and it was an all ages space, no alcohol, not like kids sneaking it in. And they were just like 15 and 16 year old kids there who were going crazy and just having a great time. And that made me remember what it was like being a kid and being at a show. And that was really special. We actually had a really good time in LA. I was scared of LA.
I'm from LA. Nothing to be scared of.
Well, I didn't know, you know. I grew up listening to LA hip hop, underground hip hop. So, like, yeah. I don't know. I was scared it was full of smog and just like.
You thought you were walking into colors.
I did. Well, no, not like that. But I really just thought it was going to be kind of trashy. And it was one of the most. I don't want to be mean to New York, but I like LA. I think better.
Oh, it's great. I got
Sorry,
it right
New
here.
York. Sorry, guys. But we played at The Smell, which is run by some great people. Kyle Mabson, who played
good
it.
Good friend.
Yeah, you know Kyle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And The Smell, that group of people is really great. Those guys in that space is amazing. I'm trying to think where else. There's better public transportation in New York, guys. Way to go, New York.
Yeah, one terrible thing about
it. I know people are going to come and see us play it out.
All right. Well, thanks again, Future Islands, coming through WFMU. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Where are you guys playing again next week?
The Tree Fort on Saturday, Union Pool Sunday after party for the Yolo Tango show.
All right. Thanks again. See you
Thank
around.
You.